Hey, it's Jed Hearn, host of Wizards, Warriors, and Words. If you're enjoying the writing advice on this show, you might like my new podcast, The Jed Hearn Show, where every week I share the best fantasy writing advice that I've learned from publishing 3 fantasy novels and a best-selling video game. There's over 12 episodes that you can listen to right away, including my top 10 fantasy books of all time, how to make fantasy names that don't suck, 2 rules that make writing effortless, and my complete summaries of Brandon Sanderson's and Neil Gaiman's writing classes, and much more. Check it out by searching for The Jed Hearn Show in your podcast app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Wizards, Warriors, and Words, a fantasy writing advice podcast. I'm Jed Hearn and I'm joined by my co-hosts, starting with Dirk Ashton.
Hello, I'm Dirk Ashton and I am the author of the Paternus Trilogy, Epic Urban Fantasy.
Michael R. Fletcher.
Oh, shit. Hi, Michael R. Fletcher, author of the Obsidian Path Trilogy, which is finished.
Say nice. And Rob J. Hayes. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Rob J. Hayes, author of the War Eternal series, of which book 4 is going to be releasing in May.
Awesome. Nice. And in case you didn't listen or watch last week's episode, we are continuing on in this show with our cover critiques and blurb critiques. So if you didn't hear last episode, basically we've had a couple of you awesome listeners kindly volunteer your published books for us to give feedback on. And we're going to continue going through that now. So let me get this screen share up and I will...
Roasting people's covers and blurbs.
That's it. So yeah, add the disclaimer again, like for last episode, which is going to be very harsh in this. It's all about trying to improve the book. So apologies in advance for feelings.
And these are very visual episodes. So
yes.
You want
also that as well.
Full effect with the hump, you need to look at the YouTube video.
All right. On the YouTube, by the way, you can find out by just going, if you just go on YouTube and search like Wizard Warriors Words, it should come up there. Okay. So.
So how brutal are we being here?
Oh yeah. this one's gonna sting. Yeah.
Yep. Sorry, the book Thomas. Is called Stone and Shield. And yeah, do we want to go?
This the cover.
Okay. The cover. Yeah. I hate it.
It's terrible.
It's awful.
Yeah. Sorry, Thomas. Sorry. It looks like something out of The Birds and Halloween.
Author name is so tiny, it's almost unreadable.
It's really tiny. I don't like the font.
I hate the font.
The total Stone et Shield? Anywhere. Or is that supposed to be?
And I think that's supposed to be the and sign, isn't it?
Yeah. Supposed to be, but I mean, it doesn't
or
really
it's
look
or
like
it's and in French.
It could be and in French, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like silhouette of some people with axes in a forest and birds and then an orangey sky and a horrific.
It almost looked font. Like what in thumbnail I thought it was telephone poles.
Yeah.
With power lines. So it looked urban, it looked birds, it looked Halloween to me. This doesn't say fantasy to me at all.
The only thing that says fancy is the fact that they are carrying axes. And the problem is, I didn't even see that at first because I was too busy just going, ah.
Yeah, they're very small.
It doesn't work for me at all. But I can't give you any ideas on what it should be until we look at the blurb.
I mean, to be honest, it's called Stone and Shield. And, you know, there's this
I
guy
see some stone.
Maybe just have like an axe and a shield on the cover.
An axe resting on some stone, maybe. I don't know. Like, I do feel that the cover does need to be reworked almost entirely.
Or, you know, a symbol. It looks almost Norse because of the axes.
And just
Norse symbol in stone with an axe over the top of it. Just go full on James Gwynn, Faithful in the Fallen, or John Gwynn, Faithful in the Fallen. I would.
And change the font, because that font just says cartoon.
Unfortunately, sorry, Thomas, feel bad saying this, but this does not look like a good cover. And I think
it's a scrap it cover.
I think it feels self-made, and I understand that temptation, because, you know, when you're starting out, you want to save money and it's very expensive to get a cover artist, but just save up, get a decent cover artist.
You can get some nice symbols.
There are companies.
You can get some really nice symbol kind of stock style covers from companies that sell them for, you know, a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a good option.
You could get if it's some sort of Norse thing, which we're assuming from the fact that there are axes. Axe just says Norse. Let's be fair, it does.
Yeah, look at the covers on John Gwynn's Faithful and Fallen.
Yeah,
people have copied those to great effect.
Well, I mean, to be honest, it's another very classic sort of fantasy style, which is have a sword or a weapon of some sort on your cover, because immediately just says fantasy.
Yeah, just use an axe and some stone. The font doesn't even have to be that fancy.
No.
But just something other than the cartoon font.
See, I actually think that is a pretty cover that makes me go,
great covers, and you know exactly what it is, even in thumbnail, as soon as you see it. I just now noticed all the little guys with spears and shields down here.
Yeah.
So, we're talking about the cover of Malice by John Gwynn, just for our podcast listeners. Yeah, well worth looking up. I think it's a great example of how to do the single sword.
It's basically just a sword.
Yeah, very.
Yeah, well, all of them are just a weapon.
Yeah.
There's a sword, there's an axe.
There's a hammer, spear, and there's a spear.
A spear and a hammer, yeah.
Yeah, they're on my bookshelf. They're very, very pretty. Books. They've got lovely spines as well.
Yeah. Mm.
That and is John Gwynn is a lovely man.
He is. With the most epic author photo ever.
Yeah.
His chainmail suit. We actually had him on this podcast as well.
If you haven't listened to that episode, dogs.
So go back and listen to that. Cool. Let's look at the blurb for this one. The emperor is dead. His son now inherits the throne to the Ambrosian Empire, and he dreams of greatness. The mercenaries of the stone and the shield have fulfilled their contract in the southern deserts of Anvesh.
Yeah.
Begin their journey to the imperial capital of Emerald City to be paid. A long march and an odd job stand between them, a hefty payment, and possible retirement. But as they march, the empire they thought they knew is changing. In the far west, the counselors of Gileon seek answers to their own problems and those that would affect the future of the world. Their source of power nears its end. Their ties to the empire are failing. Now they must decide which part of their world matters most.
This isn't a blurb. This is an info dump.
Yeah, you need to start with that. I mean, I was only hooked when I saw their source of power nears its end. Their ties to the empire are failing. Right? Now I'm hooked. I mean, there's something here. I'm trying to think. We want to compare. You want to compare your book with other books, right? Is this Game of Thrones? Is this Wheel of Time? Is this, you don't have to say that, but think about what is it that are the hooks and exciting about those books? This is obviously epic fantasy.
It is.
It is to me. There's a long march and I don't see anything about magic though. I don't see anything about monsters. I don't see anything about grand battles, right? I'm hearing about inheriting and dreaming and marching and journey seeking answers to their own problems. It's those things do not hook me, right? I'm sure there are battles in here. There may be dragons. There may be otherwise, it needs to be we need the hooky stuff. We need things that are interesting. We don't know if this, I mean, I don't know if this is fantasy or historical fiction, right? Yeah. Is this more like Guy Gabriel Kay? Right?
You know,
give us a character. Has very little or no magic.
Agree with that, Rob.
Right. I think the first thing you want to do is, I mean, rework it entirely. Give us a character. Who, someone you know, match onto. I mean, I'm guessing this thing, judging by the the blurb, it's about a group of characters rather than a prince. People, pick one.
If this pick a character. Prince, if this prince is the main character, his son, the emperor is dead, his son.
Right, but name the son. Give us the son and focus the blurb around him, what he's trying to do, his problems, his quest, whatever. But focus it around a character.
Yeah, let's see what they say down here. Through and look at what people were drawn to in your reviews, which looked like they got...
Classical fantasy style, a fantastic debut novel, right?
Vivid detail, written in vivid detail, in a classic fantasy style, right? Yeah. Multiple POVs. So think about what this reminds you of. I mean, there is advantage to writing blurbs after you get some reviews in, because then you can see what is appealing to people.
A great gritty, grim, dark adventure.
Okay. I have some idea of what this is about. A new vain emperor sits on the throne, dreaming of glory and contest, a stirring the West as power shifts and a band of mercenaries. This is a blurb.
Yeah.
This guy, James Hartwood Jones, wrote you a blurb. A band of mercenaries known as the Shield and Stone make way to return to the imperial capital.
That would work as a first paragraph for a blurb, and then give us another paragraph where you give us a character or something like that, something that can draw people in and go learn about this person, learn about whatever's going on, and then maybe at the end say, now it's positioned, from looking at the book
and from looking at the blurb, I have no idea what this is, right? Now I know. This is good. This guy, James Hartwood, should be writing people's blurbs.
Yeah.
If you know this guy, say, hey, can I just use that?
And then to be honest, at the end, because we've had a lot of problems trying to figure out what this is, at the end, have like the comparisons to other authors, what they've done. Because that way, it's another way of helping solidify what genre it is, what people are getting it themselves in for.
Agreed.
Which, kind of needed.
Yeah, that's it right there. Look at that. And,
awesome.
So, we're done. Everything.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, the last one here. This one's a real roughie. I don't even know what genre this is. The Steel Trap.
That also reminds me more of maybe this is something meets Prince of Thorns, you know. It reminds me a little that sounded
Harriet Potter.
Yeah.
Kind of looks what like that. So the book is called let's just give a bit of background first. The book is called The Susie Steel Adventures. Looks like some sort of school.
No, it's called The Steel Trap. The series is the Susie Steel Adventures.
Oh, there we go.
Steel Adventures, The Steel Trap. This cover works perfectly if you're writing. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, if you're writing children's, children's fantasy, urban fantasy, I think it looks great.
Yeah,
immediately there's like Harry Potter-esque magic school. There's wands, but also with modern technology. Because hey, there's a girl with a coffee and another girl with a drone, and there's a magic cat,
car in the background. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It's a very cool cover.
I like that, Matt. I would move my make the name bigger at the bottom. Make Steel Trap larger.
Have the title
and nudge the title or the author name down, because that cat is really cool.
I mean, if this is a grimdark novel, you failed completely. Yeah. If it's a fantasy novel for kids, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate it, blood. But you know, well, it's perfect for the genre.
You're just the old man. That. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, let's look at the blurb to see if we actually were on point with the genre guessing. Susie has a heart of gold, a set of bad dreams, and a hidden destiny. 6 months ago, her father left on a work trip, leaving Susie to her hobby of chasing away nannies. That is, until the mysterious and glamorous Cassandra roars into her life, driving a red sports car and promising to be the best of friends. When Susie stumbles on a warning intended for her father, a world of magic, spirits, and intrigue beckons. Can she discover the truth, avoid being expelled from school,
we don't want
and keep a secret society off her back? If she's to have a ghost of a chance, she'll need the help of her best friends, one grumpy cat, and a whole lot of daring. Okay, that blurb now throws me off a bit because I feel like it's not clear.
I would just get rid of everything up until...
You gotta think about Susie's audience,
stumbles
right?
on a warning intended for her father. This stuff I like. The other stuff I... The glamorous Cassandra roars, driving roads, promised to be the best of friends. But is she a witch? I want her to be a witch. I want her
for
to be
a kid's novel. Something. That's a great blurb.
You think so?
Well, imagine you're 13-year-old girl.
When I read six months ago, I'm like,
right? Yeah, but you're, I don't want you're a grumpy old man too.
Yeah.
Remember being an energetic like 14-year-old, and you see that cover and you're like, that's cool. I want to read that. And now you're looking for more detail. It's you write a different blurb for a 14-year-old kid than you do for a 40-year-old Grimdark fan. 40-year-old Grimdark fan, you go, there was a sword, there was blood, souls got torn, an empire fell. Done.
Nice.
For a 14-year-old kid, that's what you do.
Okay.
Yeah, I back that. I would just say, I know you mentioned a world of magic, spirit, and intrigue beckons. If this is the case that this is set at like a magic school, then I feel that would make a lot of sense to mention directly in the blurb.
Yes.
If it's just set at a regular school, then okay, maybe your job's a little bit trickier. But if it is indeed what the cover is suggesting and this is set at some Harry Potter style school, then I really think you need something in the blurb that's mentioning that she is attending like some magical academy or some magical school or something like that. So, because it's not clear right now. Is she getting expelled from regular school or is she getting expelled from magic school?
Special school.
Yeah. So that would be my main bit of feedback for that.
And, you know, maybe more like keep not just a secret society, but some kind of secret society. Yeah. But if this is for kids, how many reviews do we have on this?
9 5-star reviews.
Okay. Yeah. Let's look at some of the reviews.
Yeah, at 9, it's going to be all friends.
Oh, hang on. I've been looking at the amazon.com.au store. So that's got less reviews. Let me look at the...
Quirky girls, discover the truth.
Hold on a second. I need to look at the US store because the Australian one doesn't have all the reviews on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Backward country with no reviewers.
That's right. There's only 5 of us in the whole country. why would you not come up with this book? This is not that hard.
Do you mean The Steel Trap? The Steel Trap book.
Come on, Amazon. There we go.
There you go.
Okay. There we go.
It's still 9.
Still 9.
Let's see what
they Yeah, okay. Like. Still 9 reviews.
Yeah,
from my 13-year-old daughter. I loved it. Adventure, magic, cats, action. And roses.
Magic, cats, and roses. Yep. Plot twist upon plot twist. Oh, twisty.
That's cool.
Twisty. So it's a mystery, right? It's a mystery. And kids love mysteries. We need more of that in the blurb. Secret identity of her dad. Oh,
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Put that in the blurb.
It encourages children to be empowered. Use their critical fit. Yeah, that's all nice. I don't know if I'd put it in.
What? You guys seeing this?
I mean, that's a bit of a spoiler, isn't it?
Takes on all comers.
Well, maybe her dad was an assassin.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but that's a spoiler right there in the review. I mean, that's got nothing to do with the book or the person really, but
yeah.
Spoilery review. Come on.
Yeah, shouldn't have done that review. Bad on you, the reviewer.
She fights ghosts. Yeah, that's a mystery. She's fighting ghosts. I want to know what kind of school she's going to. There's a headmaster.
I mean, the only thing for the blur, I think it's, I don't know, I'm not a young girl, so a young boy.
You're
anymore.
Not?
Yeah. So I would probably pay into the mystery set of it a little bit more.
Yeah.
Same. Because it's the
mystery and the twisty adventure.
And I like the final paragraph, though. If she's going to have a ghost of a chance, she'll need the help of her best friends, one grumpy cat, and a whole lot of daring. Mm. I like that.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
I would say instead, you know, that is until she discovers her father's secret lair and a glamorous. They're like, what secret lair? You know, just things like that are exciting. And I'd use the word mystery. Keywords are important. It's part of what the algorithms look for when people search.
There's also there's the idea that there are power words within genres that basically play off people's psyche or subconscious, or whatever, that will make them go, ooh, they sound exciting. It's things like, you know, vengeance. Things people like the word vengeance. It says something to people. So you have words like that in there, and it immediately plays to certain genres and sparks larger sort of narratives within people's heads.
Hey, Mike, where's Charlotte?
She's still here.
She's gone to art.
She needs to be reading this and helping us out.
All right. Well, I'll get it for her.
Phone a friend. Do we have any other comments on this one, or should we start wrapping up?
I think we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice work. Yeah. Max neat. Tills.
Just needs to get Tilsley? Out to a broader audience. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely seems on point. Like, I feel in some ways, out of every book that we looked at today, this is maybe the one that does the best job with communicating what genre it is right on the cover.
Yeah, exactly.
Agreed. Yeah, it just tells you immediately middle grade sort of fantasy. Yeah, if you like Harry Potter, you'll probably like this. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it does a great job doing that.
Yeah, and at the end, for fans of, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I mean, to be honest, you should, I think there's
Harry
always
Potter
there
and Nancy Drew.
Just at the end, just but. You know, this is a blah, 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 whatever story that can be really short and then just say fans of and then call to action. Buy it now.
Yeah, I think that could be pretty good as well.
It'll work much better for you if you say buy Dirk's books now.
On every single book ever.
Yeah.
And just link to the Paterna series.
Every blurb. That's what I highly recommend to everyone listening.
Nice. Good strategy. So thank you everybody who was brave enough to send your covers and blurbs in. We were pretty harsh at times, but that's what it takes if you want to get some good feedback from people. So any other authors out there listening to this who haven't been scared by our extremely harsh criticism of those books, feel free to send through any books and covers that you want us to critique in the future. No guarantees that we'll do another episode of this, but I had a good time doing this. I think we passed along some useful feedback, so hopefully that helps our authors improve their covers and blurbs. Thank you everybody for listening or watching. And if you want to help support the show, you can head to patreon.com/wizardswarriorswords, and we'll see you next week. Bye everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that.
Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.